Welcome to the Disney View Podcast. Your host, Dave, loves to talk about the Walt Disney World Resort. Now please move across your row, filling in all the available space. And keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And we ask that there be no eating, drinking, smoking, or flash photography during the podcast.
Hey everyone, it's Dave. Welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View Podcast. A couple of podcasts ago, I talked to you about the top 10 souvenirs you can find at Walt Disney World and where you can find them. I wanted to kind of extend that a little bit and talk about some of the great free or maybe cheap stuff that you can find at Walt Disney World and where you can find that. So what I have for you is actually a top 30 list of 30 souvenirs or things you can take home with you that are under $20 that you can enjoy as kind of souvenirs of your visit to the Walt Disney World Resort. Now, keep in mind that only a few of them are in the higher price range, closer to $20. Most of them are free, and then some of them are in that $10 to $20 range. So without further ado, let me go ahead and get started. My first thing I wanted to suggest was go to the Japan Pavilion and find a pearl for an oyster. They have a little pearl exhibition there, and you can pick one out. You pick an oyster, and then they'll open it for you. They'll size it. They'll tell you what kind it is and everything. And it's a nice little souvenir. The oyster itself costs about $15 to pick out. What you want to do is pick the biggest and hairiest one you can find. Usually, though not always, there's no science to this, they tend to have a bigger and better pearl inside. And then if you want, you can pick a setting for it. And those are around $10. So, you know, for the two, it's going to be around $25. But you don't need to buy the setting. You can just have the pearl and you can take it home and kind of enjoy it that way. So that's one item I'd suggest. Next on my list is to take your child over to the Main Street barbershop in the Magic Kingdom and get your child a haircut, or get yourself a haircut if you like. And if you do it with your child, you can get the haircut, take lots of pictures, have the whole thing done up right. It's a lot of fun. And they'll give your child a pair of mouse ears that say first haircut. And this is all for around $20. So they get the haircut and the pair of mouse ears that say first haircut. It's awesome. I took my younger son there for his first haircut, and it was pretty cool. And I still have the mouse ears sitting there, and I love them. Now, of course, if you wanted to, you could just get monogrammed mouse ears with anything you want on them, and you can just pick those up for about $14, and you can put anything on them you like. Okay, number three on my list. During the Christmas holidays, you can put a cute souvenir ornament under your tree for about $15. You can just go and get go and pick one of these up at the Christmas shop over in Downtown Disney, or at Ye Olde Christmas Shop that's in the Magic Kingdom. And they have personalized versions of them for a little bit more money, but I think the ones that are for that year or that are special are really worthwhile for that price. Next up is a Disney picture frame or scrapbook page. They run about $19 or $20, and you can organize all your photos and put them in there. And that's a nice way to kind of remember it. It's got, you know, you can pick different styles where you may have Mickey Mouse or some attraction, or maybe just says Walt Disney World, whatever you like. But they're all in that same price range. Now, alternatively, what you could do is go ahead and purchase the picture that you get on an attraction. So maybe you rode Splash Mountain and they took the photo of you while you were going down and you had your arms up in the air. That's a great memento to have. I know a lot of people who keep those at their desk, and it's always a conversation starter. And those run about $15 or $16 as well, so you can pick those up if you wanted to. Now, my next one is the Mr. Potato Head. So at a couple of spots in Walt Disney World, you can fill up a container with Mr. Potato Head accessories, and most of them are exclusive to the Disney parks. So they have mouse ears and tickets and different things like that. Now, it's about $20 for the box, and what you can do is pick as many of those ornaments, those things as you want, stick them in the box, and they just charge you the $20. So if it fits and it closes, you pay the same price. Now, what I will tell you is that the Mr. Potato Head you can buy is the same Mr. Potato Head you can buy at any retail outlet in your home city. So you don't need to put Mr. Potato Head in there. You can fill up on accessories. You just put all the accessories in there and get as many of them as you like. There's a girl-oriented one, boy-oriented ones, and different things that go that way. And you can make it as unique as you want. Now, that's a kind of a fun way to pick up a souvenir that you can really enjoy. I mean, we have a set of them at home, and it's, you know, we've got the pirate hat, the Mickey ears, the Minnie ears, all kinds of different things. And it's just fun to sit there and play with them once in a while. In fact, I'm sitting here and I have one in front of me right now that I've made up, and I think it's great. Now, there's also an option of stuffing a container with Lego parts over at the Lego store at Downtown Disney. You can do a pirate treasure chest over at the World of Disney store in Downtown Disney, a jewelry box also with the World of Disney store. So any one of those things, you can kind of fill up the same way. I think there's also some other jewelry stores I've seen at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I've seen a fill up a jewelry box. And, you know, for about $20, you're getting some fun jewelry items. A lot of items are actually themed to the Walt Disney World Resort, and you can pick those up as well. And then at number six, the last one that's in the highest price category, is music CDs. As you walk around through the theme parks, as you go into different stores, you may find that they have music CDs about an attraction, about Walt Disney World itself, or perhaps about a particular show that you enjoy. And they vary in price, of course, but you can pick them up for usually about $15 or $16, maybe a little bit more than that. And you can take them home and enjoy them at home, too. So you can have the Disney World magic at home. So that's kind of a fun way to do it. And the CD cases are always well-designed, and they're kind of cute because they have the Walt Disney World logo on it and everything. So you can kind of carry that around and have that moment of pride and memory of having been at Disney World and maybe listen to it in your car as you commute, after you listen to this podcast, of course. All right, now I'm going to move into a category that's maybe a little bit less expensive, and we'll talk about some of the items you can find there. Over in Epcot, there's in the China Pavilion, there is a place to get a personalized parasol. You can pick up one of the many beautiful parasols they have, and they'll write your name in Chinese to make it even more personal, and you can take it home with you and kind of have it around, and I think it says Epcot on it somewhere. So you really get this kind of special memory, and you have a little parasol. If you have a place to display it, it's really special. It costs about $12 or so, so you can pick that up, and it's a nice little souvenir. At number eight, there's a number of places where they make silhouettes that they draw. So you'll actually sit there in profile, and they'll kind of draw out your silhouette, and then they'll do it up in a way that you have this little black silhouette. You've probably seen them around. I know that they're up along Main Street is one location you'll find them. Across from the Emporium in the one side street, you'll see somebody sitting there, and they do those silhouettes there. They cost about $9, and I know a lot of people get them for their kids. When we were growing up, my parents got them, my grandparents got them. Everybody had them in their house when they were hanging up in a little round frame. It's about $9 for the silhouette. You can buy the frame, or you can have it framed at home. And, you know, it's a nice little souvenir of your kids at a certain age, and it's just in their silhouette, and it's really pretty cool. Over in Epcot, there is a special like passport they sell, and you can find it at a couple of different stores around the park. The easiest is probably Mouse Gear to get it in, because you're headed over to the countries from the main entrance. Just head into Mouse Gear and just ask in there. But they have them in most of the gift shops around. And these passports, then you can take around to the various stations in each one of the countries, and they'll stamp them as though you went into the country. And for about $10, you've got a nice little souvenir of your having been at Walt Disney World, into Epcot, and having visited all the countries. And it kind of looks like a real passport in a way. It's kind of cute and clever, and it's a fun little memento to have. At number 10, Disney plates and cups and flatware are one of the most popular items, as we talked about in the souvenir show. And one of the things about them is they're suitable for anyone. You can get them for any age, for any type of event and things like that. And then you can keep them around. If you take a coffee mug, for example, it's a great way to have coffee in the morning and take it around and have some fun and start a conversation with a neighbor or coworker. Also, you know, if you have a plate or something, kind of fun to maybe heat up your lunch on the plate and eat off of a Mickey Mouse shaped plate, or perhaps just have a Mickey logo in the middle of it or something. Kind of fun to be able to have a little excitement and kind of remember your Disney magic that way. Then, of course, there are always the refillable mugs. That's an option you have as well. And then you get a little functionality out of it while you're still at the Disney parks. But then when you bring it home, you can use it pretty much at your leisure. And I know people who do that. I've talked to a couple people who do that, and they just enjoy having that refillable mug. And if they have an older one that's still got the location name on it, it's kind of fun because they can remember, hey, in 2001, I stayed at the Caribbean Beach Resort, and I really enjoyed myself. And those vary in price anywhere from like $7 up to about $20. And depending on how many items you buy, it could cost a little more. But if you're just going to get like the refillable mug, you know, you're talking about $15, $16 and you can carry it around with you. Now, in that same vein, at number 11, you can pick up some shot glasses. Now, shot glasses, maybe you'll use them when you get home and you want to do some shots. That's fine. But a lot of people just buy them to have them as display items. They'll put them in their display case or they'll put them up on the shelf where they have their barware and put them in the front. Now, you can get them from the various resorts. You can get them from around Epcot in each one of the countries. You can get them from in Walt Disney World at some of the gift shops in there as well. And they'll have different Disney World logos on them, maybe the Magic Kingdom or something else. So you can put those around, and they're kind of a nice little memento to have. And it's a nice conversation piece when people come over to have a drink. You can say, hey, would you like a shot? And you can show them the barware, and it makes a little, nice little conversation. Now, they run anywhere from about $3 to about $10 for a set of them. And you can pick them up and have them on your mantle. And it's a great way to kind of just have a memory of your trip. Now, here's one that I think is one of the most fun things you can get. It's an antenna topper. Antenna toppers run around $5, so it's not that not an expensive souvenir by any stretch of the imagination. And the great part is you put it on top of your antenna and you stand out in the crowd. You can help find your car anytime in any parking lot because there's the middle, little Mickey topper on there. Typically, they're Mickey-shaped, though they do sell them in other shapes and sizes as well. I do love the little Mickey ones that are just the traditional Mickey or maybe the one with the sorcerer's hat on it. They're about $5. You buy them, you put them on your car, and man, do you stand out. And people will ask you about it at times. Hey, where'd you get that? That's pretty cool. And if other Disney folks see it, they'll go, hey, I'm in good company because I know you're a Disney fan. My 13th one on the list is Disney towels. There are some little Disney towels that are embroidered with or have a patch of a logo, maybe from a resort or from one of the parks, or just say Walt Disney World on them, or maybe even have a character on them. And they're a nice little way to kind of have a memento. You just kind of subtly put it wherever you keep your dish towels in your house, in your kitchen, and you just put them up there. You can also buy hand towels that are about the same style, and you can put them in your bathroom, in your guest bathroom, so when people come in, they go, oh boy, this is great. It's a fun way to kind of commemorate your visit, and they're not very expensive. They're $6 a piece or so, and you can just pick one up and take it home. Number 14 is pens, pencils, and other related office items like that. Pens and pencils, they're a couple of bucks each. You can pick one up. Maybe it's a big pencil that just has the Disney World logo on it. Maybe it's a Mickey-shaped pen, a plastic pen that's shaped like Mickey ears. Or maybe it's just a character thing. It has a little character at the end of it. There's a number of different styles, designs, colors, attributes you can find, and you can just kind of put them on your desk at work. People walk by and they go, hey, cool pen. And it's kind of a fun way to commemorate your trip and be able to kind of write notes and just kind of sit there and dream about Disney while you're writing your notes. They also make cute little gifts if you want to bring back something for someone else. If you want to say, hey, I had a great trip and you want to bring back a couple of pens or pencils, they have some that are in the cheaper range, but they make a nice little memento that you can give away to friends, kids, whatever, and maybe have, you know, help somebody else share the magic a little bit. Number 15 on my list is merchandise bags. Of course, you get the plastic bags anytime you make a merchandise purchase in Walt Disney World. They'll give you a merchandise bag, and they're great because they're nice little keepsakes to have for some people. It's a nice little bag to have, but they are just plastic disposable bags, essentially. So you can get those, and they're free. Sometimes you can even ask a cast member, and they'll give you one or two so you can just take them home. But you could also upgrade to a recyclable grocery bag. And they are about $4, and they have a number of different styles that, that they have, and they're bright and happy colors, and they remind you of your Disney trip when you're out shopping. So you walk in with your recyclable bag, and they go, paper or plastic? You say, nope, and you hand them your bag, and they start filling up Mickey's face with all of the stuff that you're purchasing at the grocery store, and it makes for a great conversation starter. At number 16 on my list is pins for pin trading. Now, you can buy pins, of course, in any shop and for about $6, $7. Sometimes they're a little more, but you can buy a lot of pins that way, and then you can use them to trade. I would actually recommend that you go ahead and you go to one of the outlet stores and you purchase some pins that way, or you buy them online at eBay or whatever, as long as it's a reputable seller, and you have a number of pins that you bring with you that you paid less for that then you trade for pins that you really enjoy. So it's a couple of dollars each for a souvenir that then you're trading for something that you really like. Plus, you get in the fun of pin trading, which is a really fun activity, and by the way, a little plug for my own app here. I do have a pin trading app that's available for iDevices, and it's a really fun app. It helps you keep track of all of your pins. You just take pictures of it, and you can search and sort them, and it's a fun way to kind of keep track of them. And then you don't have to fumble around with a piece of paper or bring all your pins with you or just take a picture that then you're sorting through. This is a much easier way to manage your pins. And it's only a buck. How could you go wrong? So pin trading is kind of a fun way to bring back a souvenir. And of course, if you want to just purchase the pins at about $6 a piece or so, really not such a big deal. You can pick a couple of pins that you like and take those home with you. And they don't take up much space in your suitcase either, which makes it a nice souvenir to be able to take home. At number 17, I would say pressed pennies. Now, pressed pennies are one of these funny things that you can get. It only costs 51 cents. You put in the 50 cents to run the machine, and it's the penny that you're going to squish to be able to make a pressed penny. Now, there are pressed penny machines all around the parks, and you can go around and pick up the pressed pennies and take them home with you. And again, not a very large souvenir to take home. I'm a big believer in just taking like a container, like an M&M container, the plastic ones, and put in there some quarters and pennies in the container. And that way, anytime you want to get a new pressed penny, you just take the quarters and pennies out, put them in, get your penny back, and then just put it back in there and just kind of have them stacked next to each other. It's an easy way to keep track of them all, and you don't lose them, and you know exactly how many you have, and you can go back through them at any time and see what you have if you want to check them out. But there are a number of them available, and usually the machines that you find will have three different choices to select from. So you get a nice variety of it for only a 50-cent deal. It's a pretty good souvenir to have, and they sell little books if you want to be able to sort through them and kind of keep them nice. You could also make sure you have really good quality pennies. You know, they're the older ones that are all copper, and maybe if they're in good shape and well shined, you can get a really nice design on there, and it really does make a nice keepsake. So pressed pennies are one way to kind of get a cheap souvenir that's a lot of fun. All right, so that's the 17 of them. The remainder of them are all free things that you can get at Walt Disney World. So let me hit those for you and take you through some of the things you can get for free. So when you book a Disney vacation through a travel agent or online or any way that you're going to book an entire Disney experience, they will send you luggage tags, Disney luggage tags. And they're nice little, they're kind of a plasticky thing that goes on there, but they have a nice little design on them that changes periodically. But a lot of people will take those and maybe not even use them on the trip, or maybe they will use them on the trip, but then bring them home and just keep them on their luggage and then use them for future trips, or just keep them as a kind of a keepsake for having been on the trip. Because you booked the trip, it's included in the price, and so essentially it's free. It's a nice little souvenir and keepsake to have to kind of remember your trip as you go different places. My next one is something that you can do at the Art of Animation in the Disney Hollywood Studios. At the Animation Academy, there's a class going on about every 30 minutes to teach you how to draw a Disney character. And this is absolutely free, and you can go in and just sign up, and what they do is they take you through, there's a Disney artist who takes you through step by step how to draw a Disney character, and the characters vary and whatever, but they have different characters they draw. They supply the paper, and the paper has a Hollywood Studios watermark on it. They also give you the pencils, and when you're done, you have a cool piece of Disney artwork that's a free souvenir that you can take home. So that's a nice little thing that you can just kind of take home. You've drawn it. It's a, you know, maybe a Mickey Mouse or something that you've drawn, and it's on the Disney Hollywood Studios paper. It's a nice little thing to take home with you. Next up is something that you can do at a lot of the resort hotels. Many of them offer something for free that you can get when you just go into the hotel. So sometimes you have to ask, but a couple of examples are Lays at the Disney's Polynesian Resort, and they hand out Lays to everyone who wants one. You don't even have to be a guest at the resort. You can just go in and ask for one, and they'll give you one. So you can just go in and say, hey, can I get a Lay? And they say, sure, and they give you one. They put it around your neck, and they welcome you, and it's a nice little souvenir that you can take home. Over at the Port Orleans Resort, either the Riverside or the French Quarter, you can get Mardi Gras beads. And again, you don't have to be staying at the resort. You just have to ask. And that's true of other resorts, too. Other resorts have things. You can just kind of go in and ask if they have anything interesting and maybe see what they're giving to guests who are checking in. And you might be able to get something for free. That's just two examples. But a lot of times there's a little perk that they give out like that. That's a pretty simple thing that you can just ask for. Number 21 is kind of a broad category. It's free items that you can get around the park. Let me explain. First off, there are stickers. You can find Mickey Mouse stickers pretty much everywhere. There's the two patterns of the Mickey. It's the Mickey head and then the Mickey full body. And they hand them out at various locations for free. You can go in and just ask for them. They'll give them to you. Usually they have them for the kids. They'll just be handing them out. They'll give one of each to the kids. But adults can get them too. You just have to ask a lot of times. There are some other stickers that they hand out from time to time, like the princesses, Simba, Buzz, Sorcerer Mickey, and so on, that you have to ask for. You can go to like the guest relations areas a lot of times or to one of the bigger retail outlets and just ask in there if they have anything. And if they have them, they'll give them to you. So it's a nice little way to get them. You just have to ask. A lot of the gift shops will have them at the register. Even some of the value resorts will have them. All you have to do is just ask for them. Now, the Disney Vacation Club kiosks that exist pretty much everywhere, they have stickers as well. Now, they're themed to the Vacation Club, but they're really pretty nice. It's usually got some of the Fab Five characters on it, and it says Disney Vacation Club, but the kids love them, and it's a great souvenir to take home, something for free that you can get as you're walking around. And you'd be surprised at some of the other places you can get free stickers. If you go into like the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, the Pirates League, any of those places, you can usually get a free sticker there too. Just from having completed that experience, they'll give you some stickers. There are also buttons that are given away. Now, Disney World always has free buttons to anyone who asks. Just go into any guest relations area and ask. Say, I'm celebrating whatever, my birthday, my anniversary, whatever. It's my first visit. It's a family reunion. It's whatever it is. Just go in and tell them, and they will give you a button that you can then put on. And it's a cute little button. It's a metal button that you can pin on your clothes. And the even cooler part about the buttons is if you get one that says birthday or something, you never know what sort of magic you might get just from wearing that button. Somebody might actually walk up to you and go, hey, it's your birthday, and you might get something else in addition to the button just for it being your birthday, that unexpected and unintended magic that happens at Walt Disney World. All right, at number 22 are certificates and cards that you can get. As you go into different places and you do different experiences, you can often get a certificate or card. What am I talking about exactly? Well, when you ride the Tomorrowland Speedway in the Magic Kingdom, you can get a free souvenir collectible driver's license from the cast member who's helping you exit from your car. A lot of times they'll just walk along and hand them out. Sometimes you have to ask. But it's a cute little keepsake that says you've run on the Tomorrowland Indy Speedway and you're a licensed driver on the Speedway. You can also get a monorail transportation card. If you're riding the monorail, ask a cast member for the free monorail transportation collector card. Sometimes they don't have them, but they can get them for you. But just ask the next person you see, and usually they'll be able to get them for you. The buses also have transportation cards. If you're riding on a bus, don't forget to ask for a free transportation card. Sometimes they won't have them, but again, just ask the next person you see, and they might. Similarly, there are boat transportation cards, and it's the same kind of a thing where when you're on the boat, go ahead and just ask the captain or one of the other cast members for a card, and they'll gladly give you one. And these are all really nice souvenirs, especially for the kids. Hey, trying to collect all of them. They have these nice little cards that you can get, and they have Mickey's head on them, and they say you've gone on this particular vehicle, this transportation, and you can take that home as a nice little souvenir and put it in a scrapbook or something. It's a fun way to kind of remember your trip. Look, and it's not about all kids either. Adults can ask for them if they want to. So if you want one, just ask for it. They'll give you one. That's not a problem. And number 23, this is one that maybe seems obvious, but some people really take this to heart and try to collect these over time, and that's the Disney World maps. So the park maps or the resort maps, you can collect them as you go in. You can even collect them in different languages if you want. Some people will collect the actual time sheets, too, that say what time different events are happening. Some people will just collect the maps and have a map from every time they visit. Maybe they only visit every couple of years and the maps are updated in that time, so they will get a new map to kind of go along with the time period that they're looking at. So it's kind of a fun way to pick up something different that maybe is a little unique. And sometimes the pictures on the maps will change. So for Star Wars weekend, the holidays, certain events like the Epcot Food and Wine Festival, things like that, they produce special maps for those events. And those are fun little keepsakes to have just for those events. And you can keep those around. And that's a nice little thing to be able to put away and keep as a souvenir. And of course, if you can't find a map that you're looking for, just ask anywhere. Recently, when I was at the Walt Disney World Resort, I walked up. I forgot to get a map of Epcot while I was standing in Epcot, and I wanted one. So I actually was standing in a resort hotel and walked up and said, "Do you have a map for Epcot?" And they said, "I don't know." And they looked around for a minute. "Oh, yeah, here's one." And they handed it to me. No big deal. And I could see the cast member was already scheming in his mind, "Hey, how am I going to get it for this guest if I don't have it in this place that I'm looking right here?" He was already thinking about it. He wasn't going to just send me away and, "Oh, I don't have it. Go ask somebody else." He was going to take care of me. I could see that was the way it was working out. And that's what usually happens. So all you have to do is ask. Number 24, there's in the Magic Kingdom Pirates League next to the Pirates of the Caribbean. You can ask for a pirate name. After you get your pirate name, you'll also get a free, awesome pirate scroll to take home. And it's a great little memento to have. Next on my list is some food-related items. Now, at various locations around the resort, you can ask for a sample. It used to be that in the Main Street Bakery, you could ask for a sample of, like, the cotton candy and some other goodies. Right now, the Main Street Bakery is obviously closed, but eventually it'll reopen as Starbucks, and who knows what they'll do there. But there are other locations around where they have things where you can just ask for a sample. Goofy's Candy Company gives out free samples of the icy drinks if you ask. Over in the Club Station Cool in Epcot, same thing. If you ask for the icy drink, they'll give you a sample of it. Sometimes there's samples of apples, fudge, and other goodies. Visit the Ghirardelli store for chocolate samples every day. Just ask. They'll give you a sample. You can also, you can go to a quick service restaurant. If you're not sure if something is going to be good or not, you can ask for a sample of it. So just ask, "Hey, I'm not sure. Is that going to be any good?" And you can just ask for a sample, and they'll let you taste it. Many restaurants will be happy to provide you with a tasting-sized portion of an item to help you decide what to order. Just let them know what you need, and they'll help you out. And then also, the other thing is, in a lot of cases, if you find something that you really like, it's something that you really think is tasty and you'd like to try making it at home, or you just want to have a recipe card for it, just ask, and they might give you the recipe for whatever it is that they have there. And then you can take that recipe home, and you could try making it at home, or you could keep that as a little memento. Sometimes they're just printed on plain paper, but sometimes they're printed on a nice little card stock, and you can take it home, and you can kind of use that for something else. And it's another way to remember your trip by trying to make something that that you got that you really liked while you were in the resort. And number 26, any item that you collect while you're in the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. They'll give you the starter card, then they'll give you the collector cards and the maps and all of those things. They're all collectible. You can take them home and take them home as souvenirs, and if you want, you can bring them back next time, or you can just start collecting them again the next time, whatever works for you. So any of the games like that that you play, you can collect all that stuff and take it home and have it as a souvenir. You certainly don't have to give it back. And sometimes people really like to collect those things. There's a whole set of forums that have kind of evolved with people trading some of the cards. Maybe you got a unique card because you succeeded in one adventure, and somebody else needs it, and you did it a second time, and you got that same card. You could trade it off to somebody else for a different card that maybe you don't have. So it's kind of a fun way to get involved and really enjoy the Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom. Number 27, a very obvious one, pictures and autographs. As you're walking around the parks, you have the opportunity to interact with a lot of different Disney characters. And as you go along, of course, taking pictures with them, free. Getting an autograph from them, free. You can bring your own paper from home. You don't have to have an autograph book. You can just bring something in, hand it to them. They'll sign it, no problem. And you can take your picture with them. Take it with your own phone if you want. You don't have to have a photo pass or your own camera. It doesn't have to be a phone. You don't have to have a photo pass. You can use your own. Just ask the cast member to take the picture for you. And you've got a great way to have a little memento of your trip. We collect a lot of the autographs, and we do pictures with as many unusual characters as we can find. We've done all the major characters, but it's fun to go and find characters that you don't usually see and ask to take pictures with them. Those are the really fun ones because they're a little harder to find sometimes, and they're really kind of interesting. Now, here's one that's absolutely free that a lot of people do, and that's picking up your Mickey soap, shower gels, and shampoos. Hey, you go into and you stay at a Disney resort, and they got the little Mickey soap. They used to be shaped like Mickey. Now they just have a Mickey kind of stamped on it. But it's a fun little souvenir to take home and use, you know, a month after you get home, you open up the soap and you go, oh, I remember being at Disney World. This is great. And you use the shampoos, and you can even refill the little plastic bottles with your own shampoo, and it's got the Mickey Mouse logo on it. And it's a great way to kind of have a little fun. You know, you just take them home with you. They're going to, you know, they're going to throw them out anyway after you check out of the hotel. So when you get the new soap, just go ahead and take it home and just enjoy it. Actually, I use my Mickey Mouse shampoo and conditioner container, and I put my own shampoo in it, and I take it with me when I go on business trips. And that way, when I'm staying in a hotel, wherever, it's like I'm at Disney. It's just kind of a fun way to kind of start my day off when I use a little bit of shampoo from the Mickey Mouse container. At number 29, visit the KidCot stations in Epcot. They're free. You get either a Duffy the Bear that you can color with Sharpies, or you get an Agent P from Perry the Platypus that you can color. So you can go around to all of the KidCot stations. You can get a stamp for each one of the countries that you're in on the stick that goes along with it, and you can color the character as you go through these different And you can color the character as you go through each one of the countries as well. Just go to the KidCot stations at any of the countries and get started. They have them there so you can start. And then you can kind of go around and visit and enjoy and have a little fun while you're there. And then take it home with you. And it's a nice little souvenir to have for many years to come. And then finally, the last one on the list. It's another freebie. You can take home a FastPass, of course, your room key, your park ticket, any of those things that you may have gotten, and they make really great souvenirs, and they cost no extra because you've already paid for the experience. Just take them home with you. Sometimes you put them in a scrapbook. Maybe you just keep them as a memento. Whatever you might do with them, they're a great way to kind of remember it. Now, the fast passes, of course, if you use them, they take them back from you. Now, you can ask the cast member if you can keep it as a souvenir, and if you're at the end of the time, they'll say, yeah, whatever, and they'll let you keep them. So, you know, you might want to wait until a little bit later into the time, and you can just ask for them back, even though they're collecting them. That way you can go ahead and just enjoy it as a memento of maybe your favorite attraction or something like that. And, of course, you could just get a fast pass and not use it. That's another option you have. So something to think about. But it's fun to keep those little things as kind of a keepsake, and it really costs you nothing more because you've already paid for the vacation anyway. So there you go. That's 30 items that you can get for cheap or probably free at the Walt Disney World Resort that you can take home as souvenirs. And I hope you enjoyed those. And remember, of course, that you can always go to one of the three outlet stores that are near the Walt Disney World Resort if you want to get some cheaper souvenirs. You can even save a little money off of the costs of some of these things. Some of them are specific, like the pearls in the first one. You have to go to the Epcot Pavilion to get it, but it's a nice experience, and they make a big show of it. So those types of things. But I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you find some souvenirs that you like among these things. And I gave you some ideas for things that you can take home. Well, that's it for this show, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And remember, if we can dream it, we really can do it. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View podcast. Now, please exit the moving podcast. The walkway is moving at the same speed as your podcast. Kindly take small children by the hand and watch your head and step. If you have questions, thoughts, or would just like to ask Dave a question, please send an email to davesdisneyview@gmail.com. You can always find Dave's Disney View on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Show notes for this podcast can be found on disneyworldpodcast.net. Original music you hear in this podcast is courtesy of Sound A Music. You'll find a link to the latest Disney-related autism awareness event on the show notes page. We also encourage you to check out Dave's iPhone apps. There are a couple of Disney-related apps, including a Hidden Mickeys app and a pin trading app. Show number 149.